starting Siman Reish on Aleph, which the halacha is not to do malacha or Shabbos in a mincha l'malo. Okay, so there's no issur to do malacha in Erev Shabbos in a mincha l'malo. However, the Shulchan Aruch says, "Oisim malacha Erev Shabbos in a mincha l'malo in a roya siman bracha." A person who does malacha after mincha l'malo will see the definition of malacha, because obviously malacha you're doing for the purpose of Shabbos. It doesn't mean that you're doing, if you're involved in doing types of work which will allow you to make a parnasa, so for that money which comes in will not give a siman, will not be something which is beneficial for the person. He's not going to gain from it. So if the person will gain money over here, he'll lose money somewhere else. There is a suggestion in that situation, the way you deal with the challenge of this money, a person will then give the money to tzedakah, so the schus of tzedakah could never be taken away from you. So you end up getting a siman bracha from the money for tzedakah purposes. But if the person was working in order to take the money home, you're not going to gain from it, because what you're going to gain here, you're going to lose somewhere else. Yesh reforshin. So what does mincha mean? Yesh reforshin mincha gedolah, but yesh reforshin mincha ketanah. So the difference in mincha gedolah, which is 6.5 hours in the day, or mincha ketanah, which is 9.5 hours in the day. To pshat what that means. Hagob v'davka k'shoy sa malacha derech keva. If a person regularly does this, so that's going to be problematic. If a person once in a while has to do this for whatever reason, even though he's getting paid for it, that's not a problem. A person has to write a letter, so you know he's doing the malacha of kosev, that's not a problem. Because that's a derech haroi, a person not sitting down every Friday afternoon and making his kriyas is to start writing letters to people. That wouldn't necessarily be appropriate. But a malacha a derech keva, the tzarech Shabbos, that's how I set up my day, that's when I do certain things for Shabbos. That already, that's not problematic. Keva can mean one of two things, that he does this on a regular basis. It could also mean that a person is sitting down and being kaveh himself to do the malacha, as opposed to something which happens to come by his way, and he does it. So one of the rayas that the Tzarech Shabbos it's mutter is because the next sif, the Bir Halacha talks about sewing a garment for Shabbos. So obviously sewing a garment is an act of keva, in the sense that you're putting yourself down and you're putting yourself into the malacha. It's not just that you're doing something on the fly. So that would be a raya that the Tzarech Shabbos, it's not problematic. And the Moshe Tisha brings this raya from the Bir Halacha in Sif Beis that to sew clothing for Shabbos is mutter, even though that's considered a derech keva. Okay, is that the Mishnah? Sivkat Malif. Oysa malacha. This is referring to doing work. Upragmati ashori. But however, not work, just selling something, which is working, dealing with merchandise, is a mutter. Mekomalka mashu behem yagamor, the zman skiris achanuyos, who kaid him as man alokas neiris. So the Gemara does talk about that they used to make announcements of the different times by blowing the shofar, and there was an announcement which was to announce to close the stores, and then there's a later shofar announcement that it's time to light the neiris. So you can't say, well, it's mutter min mincha l'malo, so I'll just keep my store open until halakas neiris. That's not true. Okay. Fine. Give me 1 second. So if you look at the Bir Halacha, it's on the next page. It's about 5 lines down into the Bir Halacha. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There's a dot, and he says, "Hinei, then you're pragmatia, kosa magen avram, dena b'chal malacha." So the Magen Rambam said it's not bechal malacha, but Shaira Kordim. He brings the Tosha Shabbos and the Chaman Moshe Cholko al Zeberaya. They bring rise against it. Va'ayin b'prima gadim shatiritz. So prima gadim answers their tainas on the Magen Avraham. The Kabbalah of Magen Avraham ha'ino dein sorak lahakra v'zek l'kuliyama mimich g'dayla. He just means this machlok is whether mincha gedola or mincha ketana doesn't apply to pragmatia, but by mincha ketana, a person would have to stop being oisik in the store buying and selling, even though there's no other malacha involved. And then the Prima Gadim says, "Kamusha kosa ba'atzma," like the Magen Avraham says himself later on. So that second tekiya was to tell people in the city to stop, to close the stores. That's referred to mincha ketana. So you see that he does agree that you close the stores by mincha ketana. Chen mashu mechamechzes hashekel. Then you skiras hachanuyos shoba hazman kamarlinyan shar malachus. So it's not different than the malachas. Again, it is different that it's a machloit, not a machloit, that everybody is bakel at a later time. But once you get to the later time, so it's not different than any of the malachas. You have to stop, by mincha ketana, you have to stop doing business. Just achekel shom linyan pragmatia b'tzina ein shom. So the Machzor Shekel says that much you can be makel a private sale as opposed to the store. It's in a, if somebody comes up to you and he needs something, and you're the storekeeper, and you run into the store, you open, unlock the store and give him something he needs. So the bitzino, that's a mutter. Okay, let's skip down past the whole bracket. The minig arlam is to make all with the stores. They would go quite late past mincha ketana. So, menira shesemchum al divrei hataz hanal the less be isura b'chol gavni. So, he mentioned a time earlier on by the chanuyas that by work there's an isur, and by the chanuyas there's no isur. So even though it's appropriate to do so, but it's not an isur, and therefore the people which are being makel because they have, they feel they need for the money, etc. So we they bring so much on that sheet that the Akapanim and Issa, there's no Issa over there. Okay. Sif Katan Beis. Simon Brochum is a malacha. Shav Shaviach B'malkim Zay Yav Simon Malkim Macher. So the definition of Simon Brochum means that nothing ever says I'm brought in your life in anything. It means that this money is not going to be beneficial for you. Even though you gained something over here, you'll lose it somewhere else. Fine. So some say it means mincha gedola. One is mincha gedola. Hainu b'sheishu mechza. Mincha gedola means six and a half hours on the day. Mincha ketana hainu teishu mechza is 9.5 hours on the day. V'asemach ala mekilim lo hivsin. A person wants to be semach on the later sheet to do malacha until mincha ketana, a person could do so. Fine. A shows hims manius, and obviously we calculate these times based on the length of the day. So we're talking about a person who's doing something for himself. So we're talking about working for Yid. So, but you didn't speak out any time to finish. So you have their work day was basically the end of the day. They didn't work at night time. It was too dark to work at night time. But the expectation was they're going to work the whole day. So if you didn't speak out, you have a chiyuv from the dini moment as part of it. You have a chiyuv to work as late as possible. So If they spoke out some type of condition, they spoke out some type of condition, they didn't speak anything out. So then the next step is, if there's a established minhag hamakom, that everybody stops by a certain time, so there's assumption in Chashim Mishpat, even if people do not make conditions in some type of a transaction, but people are semecha minhag hamakom. So if there was an established minhag hamakom, when people would stop, we can assume even though they did not speak it out, they're relying on the minhag hamakom. But if there's no minhag hamakom and they did not speak anything out, you have to keep the work as late as possible. So how much time do you have? You have the minimum amount of time a person can, would they have enough time to travel home, fill up some water. He would roast a small fish, which is, so he has some food for Shabbos, and light the neighbors. And that would be it. So the Sharetzin over here in Sukkot and Dalet says that this discussion over here, a person who's pale, this creates a balabayas. It's a sif in Shulchan Aruch in Chashim Mishpat that he has to work till this late. So Magen Rambam says, we don't understand, because the Gemara in Shabbos says when they make the Tekiyah Rishona, the parlim which are working in the fields would stop. So it means that the Kanas Chazal was that parlim have to stop by Tekiyah Rishona. So how does the how does this din of the Chashamish, which is found in Chashamish, but which is based on Yerushalmi, fit with the Braisa, which says that the Poyalim have to be mafsik from the first Tekiah, which was much earlier on in the day? Because we see the second Tekiah was Michadela, or the second Tekiah was possibly Michaktana. That's when you close the stores, we said before, and that was Michaktana. So the first Tekiah was earlier than that, not. This time, which we're referring to, could be quite close to Shabbos. A person would work until he lives close by, so it takes him 3 minutes to walk home, and to fill up the water takes him 5 minutes, and to roast the fish is another 5 minutes, and light the neighbors. And so 20 minutes before Shabbos is when he lets the fellow go home, and not before that. So how does it fit with, how do these things fit? So that's the Sharetzin's kasha and Sukkot and Dalet. He brings the Magen Rambam, asks this kasha, that the parlay sort of have to be mafsik by Tekiyah Rishona. So the Magen Rambam answers that there's the Yerushalmi is talking about the meek ikar hadin of Mitzad Chashim Mishpat Shabbat. But the Enochanami, once Chazal made this the kind of Tekiyahs, so that's going to be true by the parlay as well. And therefore, that sif in Shulchan Aruch is not a libra de emes of halacha lemaisa. So he's arguing on the sif in Shulchan Aruch. He's just basically saying, the Yerushalmi, I can answer by saying that there's a difference between what the ikar din is, the chiyuv of a parlim, and what Chazal's tekana was. But the Shulchan Aruch is bringing it as halacha lemaisa. So therefore, the Sharetzin says that's a doichik. Tosef Shabbos, the answer, there's a sefer called Tosef Shabbos, that's the name of the sefer. So the sefer Tosef Shabbos answers, that says, Erechanami, that sif over there, in that says later on that the problem have to stop by the Tekiyah Rishon, is referring to a person who's working for himself. So he's a poel, not as a worker by the Balaba, as a hired worker, but he's working for people who are working in the fields for themselves. But a person who's hired to work for somebody else, that's the sif over there in Chashim Mishpat, that he has to continue working until much later. Okay. Derech Arai, but to do something Derech Arai is mutaf hanafila biskar. Even if something comes up and he says, okay, I'll pay you for it, that's also mutaf. Okay. Sif Beis. The second begadah with kelim b'sarcha Shabbos is what they call it. But to prepare clothing, to fix something, for Shabbos purposes, even though there's malachas involved, sewing, and tikkun makli, etc., whatever that might be. So that is mutar kol yom. Wouldn't be the chaveira is lav dafka his own clothing. somebody else's clothing as well. Im hula tzar Shabbos, v'enon atol avstar. But the Ramah adds that this heter to do work for somebody else is only if you're not doing it as a business. You're doing it as a chesed. So that's mutter. If you're doing it as a business, it's not. Okay. Who are then? We should cut the sword from the atzma directly. Murai, person is writing a sefer. So even though he's doing malacha, he's doing it the tzarach the limud. So that's mutter. Also, let's say I'm hired as a scribe for somebody else. He's paying me for it. So now again, I'm doing it as a work, not as the tzarach the limud. So that's not mutter. When we start from kol hayom, getting haircuts is mutter the whole day. I feel when we sapper Yisrael, even if the barber is Jewish. Mishra will talk about why is the barber permitted, and he's doing it for work. So I'm allowed to get a haircut because I need a haircut. But why is he allowed to do it? So Mishra will talk about that. V'yesh lo'adim l'mayit k'sas b'limudoy me'er Shabbos k'dei sh'yachan tzarkei Shabbos. This we quoted before in the previous simon, the idea of that a person maybe will go and even purchase the tzarkei Shabbos before davening, if necessary. So a person needs to limit his limud in order to be involved in purchasing for Shabbos. Even if he could theoretically give somebody else to do that job as well, a person should do something himself. Okay. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Einoi noito. So it's mutter mimsakim begadim for himself or for somebody else if he's not getting paid. If, however, the person is a poor person, and the reason why he's doing it, he needs the money for Shabbos. He needs to work to get money to buy food for Shabbos. So he doesn't want to eat for Shabbos. So that's mutter. And that's true by chalamoid. Also, even the malach is also on chalamoid, and only doesn't have what the money he needs to buy the food for chalamoid. Is a lot of the work in chalamoid to be able to get the money he needs. That's considered a tzarech of the yomtiv, or the tzarech of the Shabbos. Who didn't call a malach is a matoris bearer of Pesach, bearer of chalamoid, matoris bearer of Shabbos. And furthermore, that any of the terim which are put over there. So obviously the heter of tzarech hamoed, tzarech Shabbos, davar ha'oved. There are other terim which are true over there, but true over here as well. So one of the terim which people rely on to work on chol hamoed and to work on erev Shabbos later is this: the concept of davar ha'oved. That there is a concern that if a person will not do that, he potentially is threatening his job. So we look at the normal case of Ovid in Halacha is that there's a specific scenario where there's something which is, if he doesn't take care of it, the item will deteriorate and not be of value. That's called Dabra Ovid. So on the Cholamoid, if there's a problem, if you don't fix the problem, it's going to deteriorate to such a degree that he's going to have a very large loss. So that's the Dabra Ovid. Over here, the Dabra Ovid is the job itself. The concern will be the person will lose their job. So that's what we understand the heter for a person working in Chol HaMoed. Obviously, if that's not true, a person will not lose his job, so then the heter is more questionable. But the same argument over here also, there's a heter of Dabra Ovid in Erev Shabbos. So a person is doing it because if he's afraid it doesn't work Erev Shabbos on a regular, constant basis, his job might be in jeopardy. So that's the terim which you have over there on Chol HaMoed, you have over here as well. Fine. If a filo yesh lo lechem, so we say, look, the ani doesn't know what to eat. He has what to eat. He has bread, so he's allowed to work to purchase something beyond bread. He has enough money to buy bread for Shabbos. Rak utzarech lo tzarech Shabbos la'anger v'bosser v'dogim v'mashkim tovim. Person has bread, but he doesn't have other items. He can't afford any bread, any meat or fish, or something good to drink. Gam kein yesh lemer d'shar. We could argue that that's also permitted. That's also goes in the heter of ein lemayechol. Now on chalamoy, that is that is not clear that that's true. Bechol Moed, it's machloikus whether that's true or not, whether this would be true. But he's saying that even though Bechol Moed, it's going to be machloikus, Erev Shabbos is not as chomer as Chol Moed, and Erev Shabbos, it will be permitted. The Kuli Alma. That's why he says also Yesh Lerma the Shori. Well, I'm hoki Yesh Lizorb is a Moed, Kimashu Mikam Poison of Vada, Ein Rosem Brocha, Yesh Rashash Isser Bezeh. To get back to the issue of the Lashon was Ein Rosem Brocha, is that indicate that it's an Isser or not? So that's the part of that Machloikus. So, you should not take it lightly. If a person doesn't really need it, the person shouldn't be doing it. So a person is allowed to write a sefer for himself directly muray, but he can't write for somebody else b'schar. V'chein yizor gam kein akosev stam shal yitzav b'schar. So now their scribes weren't writing necessarily sefer kodesh. They had no way to copy anything except by hand. So you would have somebody whose job was to sit and be any correspondence which had to be recorded. Everything had to be done by hand. So there were people. If I needed a certain document copied, I'd hire a scribe to write it out by hand. But I needed a safer Kurdish to be copied. I wanted to have a Rashba to be able to look at the Chiddushei Rashba. So whenever you'll see, it was just an interesting point when you have. When they have these new versions of the Rishonim based on Kisvei Yad, so there is something referred to as Ksav Yad Kodshoi, which is the actual Ksav Yad of the holy person himself, the person who's the Mechaber of the Sefer, the Rashba, the Ritua, etc. And that would we have to document and prove that really was his Ksav Yad. But besides that, there are many versions of the. There are many people. The Svarim were copied multiple times. Any person who wanted to own a Ritva would have to go and copy from a copy of the Ritva. So obviously, over a certain period of time, there was mistakes which creeped in again and again and again. So you could find maybe intact multiple manuscripts of the Ritva on the certain Masechta, and you would put all of them in front of you, and you would try and figure out where the. That's what they do. That's what they do nowadays. They're trying to figure out, well. And I have six versions, I have six manuscripts. None of them are from the Ritva himself. But I have six manuscripts. In this area, five of them agree and one of them is different. So the probability is that's where the mistake is. And such, they're trying to figure out those things. What is the correct version of the language of the Ritva, of the Rashba, etc.? So there are scribes hired to copy things. So that's... what the Shulchan Aruch is talking about. Kavod Mishnah Berurah says, well, that's the same thing will be true by a person who's a sefer stam. He's a sefer to write sefer Torah, tefillin, and mezuzahs, for which he's doing it for the purpose of making money. So he shouldn't be doing it Erev Shabbos from whatever zman malach is supposed to end, mechak tana, mechak doyla. He should stop doing that. Im lo should tzorach atel mezuzah of the sefer Torah or the tefillin or shudochak l'tzorach Shabbos. Unless we need the mezuzah right now, there's an immediate need, so that now it goes at the tzarech mitzvah. Alternatively, if he's getting paid, he'll get paid right now, so he needs the right to be able to get the money that he needs for tzarech Shabbos. So those would be valid reasons to allow him to write even after the zman of the of mincha. Okay, then you ought to get a haircut. The whole day, I feel in my separate yisrael Zion. I don't feel in my separate nutos. Even though he's getting paid now, so now we try to understand why is the barber allowed to do this and get paid? But the nearer the call shows I'm a stopper. The tzarech Shabbos l'chein shori. But the ma'isa, the one who's receiving the haircut is obviously doing it because he wants to look appropriate for Shabbos. So that fact, that this is obviously Kavod Shabbos, turns around and makes it that the act of the barber is also mutter. Well, double the petikum begadim shalsu b'tehilas schar. The hosam ein nikar b'pulo shulot tzarech Shabbos. As I'm fixing the garment, it's not obvious what this garment, that this is tzarech Shabbos. Mashaykin b'zeh, wa ken yesh lizor milageach leinu Yehudi. Now, If that's all heter, that means the barber can't give a haircut to a non-Jew. Because he can't give a haircut, Betsy can't give a haircut after this time. The only thing is, when he's giving it for a Jew, since it's obvious that that's Sarah Shabbos, so that makes it mutter for the barber as well. But he's giving a haircut to a non-Jew, so he has no head to do that. Fine. Because I'm going to rubbish a reason why the Israel and the Galech, Acher Minchel, Afil Barab Shabbos, the Rizal would not get a haircut on Erev Shabbos after the Zman Minchel. Biru Kabanasa. So they explain it according to the Rizal. What did he hold? The Masha Kosov Acher Mincha. That was says by Mincha. Han Acher Shigiyas Ma Mincha. Avolam Arishem Yispala Mincha. By the Gemara Filo Erev Shabbos. So we understand that the Rizal is saying that the person should not get a haircut once his Zman Mincha comes, nothing to whether he died Mincha or not. And now this is the Lashon Filo Erev Shabbos. What's the Filo Erev Shabbos? That's a limer. Lo Mi Boy Bechol Kaidim Shis Pala Mincha. During the weekdays, you didn't have mincha yet. So we had before, you can't get a haircut before you have mincha. That was, you know, back in the halachas of the things that, because Allah said before mincha, one of them was getting a haircut. So not only during the weekdays, where you can't get a haircut before mincha, but I would say on Erev Shabbos, a filah ben tzarech Shabbos, shu mitzvah, he would take the halacha that you can't get a haircut once if you haven't done mincha yet, then you apply it to Erev Shabbos as well. So that's the chiddush over here, that the same issur which we have of doing malacha, getting a haircut before mincha, applies in Erev Shabbos as well, even though it's tzarech mitzvah, and therefore you should have mincha first before you want to get a haircut. Well, Shani's Hermese, Philo Acher Shigiz Mamincha Katano, Jerma the Kim and Shakaram of the Basic Nesses, Lachashin and Shavro, these Sabana Tvila. So we had before you can't get a haircut because you're afraid you might end up not having a mincha. But we did mention over there that if the derech is that the shamash goes around and calls everybody to daven mincha, so you're not worried about the person getting involved and forgetting because the shamash will come and invite him to daven mincha. That's why people are makel to do it, get a haircut, and Erev Shabbos before the daven mincha. So really, according to Mishnah Berurah, means that nowadays we don't have that the shamash is going around knocking on doors. Really, a person getting a haircut Erev Shabbos, but not having daven mincha, you get into that halacha of Reish Lama Beis, that you should not get a haircut, that should not be done before you've daven mincha. You can be makel, already, it's not really appropriate unless you would have the shamas calling you. You can make a shomer according to this, the Chora. You make some way that there's some reminder to remind you of the Da'am Mincha, not the Da'am Mincha. That really should work as well. Then he said a person should be mightly limudoy, and then let's just see if we can finish with Mishnah Berurah, and we'll finish the sim, and then we'll stop. If there's a set type of limud that they're going to learn, or it's a limud of a tzibur, you should not be matlat Erev Shabbos. Pirush Rashi al Sidra, fine, period. Pirush Rashi al Sidra, dikur davar sheyesh lo kitzba. The learning through the parsha is called the Yeshua Kitzvah. You know, after you finish the parsha, you're finished. So you're not afraid you're going to be stuck on that for hours and hours and hours. Okay, look, we're not afraid the person will continue this all the way up from the morning until nighttime and then never buy what he needs for Shabbos. But we did say if the markets close very early and you'll have nothing available to buy if you learn first, so we should make the limud later on and buy first. If he has somebody who can make the purchases for him or make the achanas for him, ain sorech, that he doesn't have to be involved in the limud. But even we said before that it's appropriate person to do something on his own. But it's a question of that versus the limud, which he has a kavod to the limud. He should not be involved in the limud. or if you prepare the food beforehand. But something a person has to do, the Kabbat Shabbos. Very good.